I remember looking at my small third-floor balcony and seeing nothing but wasted potential. For a long time, I thought homesteading required acres of rolling hills and a massive barn. I was wrong. Self-reliance does not start at the property line. It starts exactly where you are standing right now. I decided to stop treating my outdoor space like a showroom for overpriced patio furniture and started treating it like a life raft. When you shift your mindset from decor to food production, everything changes. You stop looking for what looks pretty, and you start looking for what feeds your family. This is about more than just a hobby. It is about the capability to produce your own nutrients when the grocery store shelves look thin. I want to show you how to turn those few square feet of concrete into a high-yield machine. We are going to build something that matters. Let us get to work. Chapter 1. The Infrastructure of Survival. The very first thing I had to accept was that a balcony is not a backyard. It is a suspended platform with very real physical limits. When I transitioned my space from a place to sit and drink coffee into a serious food production zone, I had to start with the engineering. You cannot just throw 100 gallons of wet soil onto a balcony and hope for the best. You have to understand the bones of your building. Scope and safety. Before I bought my first seed, I checked my local building codes and my lease. This is the part people skip because it is boring, but it is the most important safety step. I needed to know the weight load capacity of my balcony. Wet soil is incredibly heavy. 1 cubic foot of saturated soil can weigh 60 to 70 pounds. If you have 20 large containers, you are suddenly putting a massive amount of stress on the structure. I make it a rule to distribute my heaviest pots along the load-bearing walls or over the joists. I never cluster the heavy weight in the center of the floor. Safety also means securing your gear. A gust of wind at 5 stories up can turn a plastic pot into a dangerous projectile. I use heavy-duty zip ties and brackets to secure my shelving units directly to the railing. I also ensure that my drainage does not pour directly onto my neighbor's head below me. Being a good neighbor is part of a sustainable homestead. If you cause a nuisance, you get shut down. Tools and materials. My toolkit for infrastructure is simple but specific. I do not use heavy ceramic pots. They are beautiful, but they eat up my weight budget. Instead, I use high-quality fabric grow bags. They are lightweight and they provide excellent aeration for the roots. I also invested in a high-quality solar meter. I spent 3 days tracking the sun across my balcony. I needed to know exactly how many hours of direct light hit each corner. You cannot guess this. A spot that looks sunny at 10 in the morning might be in total shade by 2 in the afternoon. I mapped it out on a piece of graph paper. This map is the foundation of my entire garden. I also bought a simple moisture meter. On a balcony, the wind dries out soil much faster than it does on the ground. You have to stay ahead of it. The setup steps. I started by cleaning the entire surface and checking for cracks. Then I installed my vertical elements. I use modular metal shelving that I can adjust as the plants grow. I placed my largest containers at the back against the wall to keep the weight stable. For drainage, I use elevated feet under every pot. This prevents water from sitting on the concrete and causing rot or mold. I also set up a basic gravity-fed watering system. I have a 5-gallon bucket on the top shelf that I fill manually, and it slowly drips down to the lower tiers. It saves me from carrying a watering can back and forth 10 times a day. Why it matters? I do it this way because a homestead is only as good as its foundation. If I ignore the weight limits, I risk a structural failure. If I ignore the solar mapping, I waste money on seeds that will never thrive. By being clinical about the setup, I am ensuring that my effort leads to an actual harvest. Self-reliance requires discipline and a respect for the physics of your environment. You are building a system that must work when you need it. Checks and care. Every week I check the railings for signs of stress. I look at the drainage trays to make sure they are clear of debris. I also wipe down the leaves of my plants because city dust can block the sunlight they need for photosynthesis. This infrastructure is a living thing. You have to treat it with respect. The floor is solid and the sun is mapped. Chapter 2. High yield selection and planting. I no longer care about what looks natural. On a balcony, nature is what I dictate within the confines of a pot. When I select my crops, I am looking for the highest nutritional return on my investment. I do not plant corn or pumpkins. They take up too much space for too little reward. I look for cut and come again crops and high calorie producers. Selection and tools. I focus on determinate varieties of tomatoes because they grow to a fixed height and then stop. This makes them manageable on a shelf. I also look for bush varieties of cucumbers and beans. If a seed packet says compact or container friendly, that is my target. For my tools, I keep a sharp pair of pruning shears and a small hand trowel. I do not need a shovel. I need precision. The soil is the most expensive part of my setup, but it is where I refuse to cut corners. I do not use dirt from the ground. It is too heavy and it lacks the drainage needed for pots. I use a high-quality potting mix amended with perlite and vermiculite. I want the soil to be fluffy and light. This allows the roots to expand quickly and keeps the weight down. The planting steps I plant in tiers. The top shelf gets the sun lovers like peppers and tomatoes. The middle shelf gets the greens like kale and spinach, which can handle a bit of dappled shade. The bottom shelf is for my herbs and radishes. I use a technique called intensive planting. I do not follow the spacing rules on the back of the seed packet meant for a backyard. I pack them in closer, but I compensate by feeding them more often. For vertical growth, I use cattle panel scraps or simple twine trellises. I train my beans to grow up the railing and across the ceiling of the balcony. I am colonizing the air. Every cubic inch of space is a potential calorie. I use a staggered planting schedule. I plant a few lettuce seeds every week so that I have a constant supply of food rather than one giant harvest. I cannot eat all at once. Why it matters in a survival situation or a supply chain disruption, you cannot wait 60 days for a single cabbage. You need a constant stream of nutrients. This intensive method maximizes the output of a tiny space. I choose plants that are high in vitamin C and minerals because those are the first things you lose when you rely on canned goods. My balcony is my pharmacy and my grocery store, care and fixing. I check my plants daily for legginess. If they are stretching too far toward the light, I rotate the pots. I also keep a close eye on the soil pH. In containers, the nutrients wash out quickly. I add a handful of organic worm castings to the top of each pot every 2 weeks to keep the soil alive. The seeds are in, and the vertical space is claimed. Chapter 3. Maintenance, Harvest, and Continuity. The harvest is not the end of the story. On a true homestead, the harvest is just one part of a continuous cycle. Keeping a balcony garden alive through a hot summer or a sudden cold snap requires constant vigilance. I have learned that the wind is my greatest enemy. High up on a balcony, the wind acts like a vacuum and sucks the moisture right out of the leaves. Scope and protection. I have installed clear windbreaks made of heavy-duty plastic sheeting that I can roll up or down. During a storm, I drop the shields to protect the brittle stems of my pepper plants. This is the care phase of the field guide. You cannot leave these plants to fend for themselves. They are entirely dependent on you for their survival. I also practice strict pest management. On a balcony, pests like aphids have no natural predators. If one gets in, it can destroy the entire garden in a week. I inspect the undersides of leaves every single morning. If I find a problem, I deal with it immediately with a simple soap and water spray. I do not use heavy chemicals because I plan on eating this food tomorrow. Tools and continuity. My most important tool for continuity is my seed bank. I never use all my seeds in one season. I save seeds from my strongest plants. I let one kale plant go to bolt so I can harvest the hundreds of seeds it produces. This is how you create a closed-loop system. I also keep a liquid gold bucket. This is a simple compost tea made from vegetable scraps and water. I use it to give the plants a boost during the peak of the growing season. The harvest steps I harvest early in the morning when the water content in the plants is at its highest. I use my shears to make clean cuts so the plant can heal quickly and keep producing. For my greens, I use the outer leaf method. I only take the largest leaves from the outside and let the center keep growing. This keeps the plant alive for months instead of just one harvest. When a plant finally finishes its life cycle, I do not throw the soil away. I dump it into a large tote and recondition it with fresh compost. This soil is a precious resource. I treat it like gold. I immediately replant the empty pot with a fast-growing crop like radishes or arugula to ensure there is never a gap in production. Why it matters. Consistency is the difference between a hobby and a homestead. If you only grow food when it is easy, you are not self-reliant. You have to prove you can maintain the system when the weather turns or when you are tired. Doing it this way ensures that I always have something fresh to add to my plate. It gives me the confidence that I can provide for myself regardless of what is happening in the outside world. Final checks. I do one last walkthrough every night. I check the water levels and I make sure the vertical ties are holding. I look at my jars of saved seeds and I feel a sense of absolute capability. I am not just a consumer anymore. I am a producer. The cycle is closed and the larder is full.